The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
As human beings, it is in our very essence that we have to reach out to each other. It's all about building communities, isn't it? Now, whether that's in real life or the virtual world, we all have that drive. So next up, let's meet the bloggers who build their communities online. On the line is Lucy Edwards, whose YouTube channel is called Yesterday's Wishes. It's been going for 2 years and has just under 30,000 subscribers. And Dipti Badesra, who keeps a blog called Disability and Me and has been doing this for a year. Thank you both for joining me.
No problem.
Lovely to have you both here because we are talking about blogging and vlogging and audio blogs and all that stuff. Lucy, I'll start with you. You blog about makeup. Well, you actually vlog about makeup. Maybe you should first of all tell us what the difference between a blog and a vlog is.
Yeah, I do both. It's very interesting. So I blog less than I vlog. I love vlogging. Basically, vlogging is just me getting the camera out, hopefully pointing at my face, but you know, the blind issue makes it so that sometimes, you know, my eyebrows get cut off and my boyfriend's like, Lucy, point at your face. Then the blogging I do probably about once, twice a month, really, and that's just on my Yesterday's Wishes blog in text. So yeah, it's really interesting. You don't often get a lot of people blogging and about makeup if they're blind, and I think that's why people are interested.
I think it's one of those niche areas, isn't it? But I guess you get people who tune in who are blind, who are partially sighted, who are interested in it, but also you get people who are just maybe wondering, so how does someone who's blind do makeup? You know, because do you ever get the question, well, you know, you're blind, why do you care?
Yeah, I always get that, actually. There's so many funny questions on the bottom of my videos, but a lot of people actually try to prove me wrong. Like, on my video, Blind Girl Does Her Own Makeup, they're like, well, you're looking at the brush, you can obviously see it, and there's all these conspiracy theories in the comments, and I'm like, no, I really can't. I'm really sorry, it probably looks like I am, so it's probably like psych. But yeah, it's very interesting, and I love the fact that I can bring everyone together, and I think that's what's so great about what I do and why I love it so much, because it is unity, and everyone can access the internet, and that's why I think so many partially sighted people come onto the internet and just feel liberated, because it is a place to become yourself, and you know, there isn't the barrier maybe of the physical aspect of seeing your guide dog first or seeing your cane first, and you know, there isn't the judgment there, I guess, so you don't have to be nervous, and I think that's what's so great about the internet. And I just love it, really.
Dipti, your blog is called Disability and Me, and it kind of echoes, I guess, what Lucy is trying to do with her blog, which is to educate people about disability, life with a disability, and all of the various aspects of it. For example, one of yours is Disability and the Worst Interview. Tell us about that.
So that was one of my latest blog posts, actually, and that was about an interview I had a few years ago after I graduated. It was really upsetting to me because it was like an internship, which would have been in another country, and the country is a developing country, so not necessarily the best infrastructure or anything like that. But I thought I could do it, and I went to this interview, and I thought it was like a chance for them to ask me about my skills and my experience, but it ended up just being a massive chat about how I wouldn't be able to do things because of my disability. I don't know whether they thought I was being really naive, but it wasn't the right forum to be discussing my disability, and I just felt really upset afterwards, and I'd never really talked to many people about it. And I was just thinking about a topic to write for my blog and thinking, actually, a lot of my posts are quite positive, whereas that doesn't mean I haven't had bad experiences. So I thought, you know, this is a perfect opportunity to write about it.
And what kind of reaction do you get, Dipti?
It varies a lot. So when I first started my blog, actually, it was a lot of my family and friends reading it. And a lot of them just didn't really think about how my disability affected me because they just don't. Like, it's not a factor in our discussions. Like, when I chat to them, it's not something I bring up quite often or anything like that. And it's just that I'm quite well adjusted. So So people don't realise it's even an issue. So when they started reading them, they were like, you never talk about any of this. Like, you never talked about how, you know, how hard it is for you. One of my friends was like, you could have talked to me about this. And I was like, yeah, but it's not something I normally bring up. So for me, it's been a massive outlet, a way of just exploring my feelings, my experiences in a way that actually people can learn from it.
And it's often the case, isn't it, we hear about the charity begins at home. Sometimes awareness begins at home as well, I guess, Lucy.
Exactly. I think if you're gonna start anywhere with raising awareness, why not start with your family and friends? Because if you can convince them that, you know, there's a massive problem in terms of inclusion in society, then they're going to pass that message on. So for me, it's a very sort of homegrown way of sort of improving awareness in society about issues that face disabled people, you know, disabled people face all the time.
Lucy, you started losing your sight at 11, and you lost your sight completely about, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, I was 17. It stems from a genetic condition, and I had a cataract first that came when about the time when I was doing my GCSEs and my last remaining eye. And then obviously due to the underlying problems when someone goes in at the front and tries to mess around an operation, you know, there is always that risk that my retina, my very poorly one, would detach completely, and that's what happened. It was very sad, but obviously there's so many emotions that go through your head when something happens like that. And now I'm completely blind 3 years on, just seeing a few shapes and light. And, you know, I can positively say that I'm starting to adjust to it properly. And I always, you know, echo that I truly believe if you're not happy with your disability and your true self, and you're always thinking about the past and what could have been, then you're never going to be truly happy in who you are. And I've really taken stock over the past couple of years and been like, well, you know, what about my disability can I like? And, you know, I truly feel so happy in my skin, especially over the past couple of months. And my blog just helps me to do that. The amount of love and support and community that Yesterday's Wishes creates keeps me going, and it's just so amazing.
What about you, Dipti? What's your experience of sight loss?
So I've got a genetic condition called rod monochromatism. It basically means that I don't have enough cones in my eyes, and the ones I do have don't work properly. So what that means is my sort of sight in daylight and in sunshine is really poor, so I tend to see like blocks of shapes rather than seeing like outlines of people. It generally means I need to look closer at things for things at work. So I've got like enlargement software on my computer at work and a large screen at work. But yeah, it generally just means that it takes me, I just look a lot closer at everything, and it takes me a lot more to focus on things. And I've got quite poor peripheral vision as well.
And the blog, I guess, for both of you, and, you know, I'm taking this from what you're saying, that it's almost like a session of therapy every time.
Yeah, definitely. It's almost a release. And then when you get such positive feedback back, it's like, okay, well, people do understand, and people are getting what I'm trying to say from it. You know, I've never really had any hate from it. And it's just a really positive atmosphere. Like, it's just so nice to hear people like, I met someone last week who'd read my blog. I hadn't met her yet. And she was like, you know, you're such a positive person. And she was quoting bits of my blog, and it made me so happy because I didn't actually realise it was having an impact on people as well.
Yeah. I totally find that too. That's amazing.
Do you want to pick up on that, Lucy? Do you want to?
Yeah. I mean, I always get people sighted and non-sighted. I love to educate, and I just think that it's so powerful, the internet. It's crazy when you step outside and you're like, oh, I posted that, and the reality of it is that you're in your bedroom or on your sofa, and you
exactly
got your hair in an updo with a face mask on your face, just posting this post, and you don't expect it to go to everywhere. And then when it's actually the reality, people read it. Insane. Yeah.
Is it a hard line, though? Because you've got two different things going on here. You've got your own attempt to be positive, and I'm quoting Dipti here, actually, because one of your lines is, you know, that you never let people's perceptions of your ability keep you down. Mm. But at the same token, you do have issues, you do have problems. Mm. Is it hard to present yourself to the world, you know, in a way that people can empathise with, in a way that, you know, you understand that, yes, you do have problems, but equally, you know, you do have a good life? Do you think people only see one or the other?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think, with anything, like, if you've got struggles, if you've got things that you need to deal with, you're not always going to be 100% positive. It's impossible for one person to always be positive about something. So, in a way, like, you know, giving advice to people is to help them get through whatever they're struggling with. And that's kind of the point, one of the many points of my blog is giving people advice, because I know what, when I've had issues and when I've had problems, I've had to work through them myself. You know, I've not always had, like, I've got a lovely husband, but I've not always had people I can talk to about everything. And that is, like, you know, that is another reason why I do the blog, because then people know that they've got someone to support them if they're going through a hard time.
I'm totally with the same vein with my blog. It's just maybe going from the other sort of mindset that, you know, we both of us to some extent are educating the people that don't know anything about disability.
Exactly.
And don't have a person in their life that's disabled and they've never met a disabled person. And I think it is very hard to break down those barriers, especially I'm at university at the moment, and I'm not going to lie, I get every day, now I've got a regular taxi driver, but I've had about 4 access refusals in the past 3 weeks, and some people talk to my note taker rather than me, and it's very hard to go into a new situation where you are battling this stereotype that they just see your dog.
Exactly.
and not the person behind. And I think if they do read our blogs and do see us as people, it does break that down. And I think that's what's so special about our blogs. But also that, you know, when you're faced with it in the real world as well, that people just, if they see that you're okay and on the face of it, you look okay, everything's fine, then they just take it as read that you're okay. And sometimes I think people don't think necessarily deeply, and I think that is hard to overcome sometimes, definitely.
Well, it's certainly a source of comfort for many people out there who are blind or partially sighted like us, who, you know, just sometimes need to know that others out there are feeling the same way, that they experience the same things, and that's what your blogs do. Lucy, tell us where we can find your blog, Yesterday's Wishes.
Yeah, so I'm all over the internet, but mostly on YouTube. It's youtube.com/yesterdayswishes. Love to see you there.
And Dipti, Disability and Me?
Yep, it's just disabilityandme.net. It's a WordPress site, but I've got the link sorted. So, yeah, just put in disabilityandme.net and you'll find it.
Dipti Bidressa and Lucy Edwards, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to both of our guests for joining us. And don't forget to check out their sites. If you follow us on Twitter at RNIB Radio, then we will put the links up there to both of those blogs.
The Weekly Connect on RNIB Connect Radio.